We are ready to start. Why don't you all please join us? Welcome. Join us in singing, "O Come, All You Faithful."
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And on behalf of Pastor Roth and myself and the GCC elders and the whole GCC staff, we want to wish each and every one of you a warm and merry Christmas this year. And we know that we're living, of course, in very difficult and crazy times right now. Everybody keeps saying, never seen anything like this, right? It's where we are. Political upheaval. A certain degree of indecision about even the election, presidential elections, COVID-19, lawlessness, and all those kinds of things. And people have never seen anything like it. Some people saying, God, why don't you do something? Well, the answer to that is, he has done something. And it began in Genesis. After sin entered into the world, he's talked about the seed of the woman that would crush the head of the serpent, and the victory the deliverer would have over the evil one. And then many hundreds and hundreds of years later, Isaiah the prophet in the Old Testament wrote these words. He says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And that's many hundreds of years, of course, after the Genesis account of the promised Messiah, the coming deliverer. And then 750 years, this was written by Isaiah the prophet before Christ was born into the world. God has a plan. And Jesus, the Son of God, that we celebrate his advent here tonight, is the hope of the nations. We're living in hopeless times, people. The devil uses all sorts of things to strike fear into our hearts, depression, discouragement, and to get our eyes off of the fact that God has given us hope. He has sent one who is the hope of the nations. And tonight we celebrate the fact that God has acted. Let's pray. Father, we want to bow before your presence at the beginning of this time tonight and pray, Lord, that you would show yourself strong through your saints, the words that they planned here tonight, as we seek to draw attention again to the most amazing and most important and significant event that's ever happened in the creation. And that is the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, into this world. The promise from God himself that there will be salvation, there will be hope for all eternity. And so we pray your blessing tonight. May we sense your presence and your power working throughout the evening. To your glory we ask in Christ's strong name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening and welcome to Grace Community's Christmas Spectacular. We are glad you're here to join us.
Tonight, you are going to hear some classic Christmas songs. You're going to get to sing. It's going to be fun. We're going to have some great biblical teaching involved, too. And I hope everybody has their Christmas shopping done. Those Amazon drivers are going to be super busy this year. Am I right? Hashtag Amazon Spirit!
Right, and a little later in the show...
Yes, we are going to have a sit-down interview, with infamous Christian artist, world-traveled, and more importantly, my friend, Gregorio Jays.
Right, but before we do that, we are going to have our Grace Ensemble singing, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Trust in him from Satan's power and might. Oh, tidings of comfort. to Bethlehem, where our dear Savior lay. They found him in a manger with oxen feet on hay. Oh.
Oh, wow. This coffee, wow. It tastes like Aldi coffee, maybe. I don't know. This has got to be some generic something. I mean, they could have at least made a Starbucks run for us or something. I mean, oh, this, it doesn't even taste like coffee.
Well, maybe that's because it's hot chocolate.
Well, okay, fine. Hot chocolate aside. Look at these snacks. I mean, the snacks. I mean, last year, I was at a holiday party up the road at the church, and they had a spread. I mean, they had the little cucumber sandwiches and the little doilies, and man, they were delicious. I had like six of them. And then they had these, guys, they had these gingerbread cookies. Let me, they melted in your mouth. They were the best gingerbread cookie I've ever had.
Just stop. I think you should just be happy that we have anything, you know, with the global pandemic and all. I mean, we didn't even know about this free event until 2 days ago. The other host went into quarantine just yesterday.
I mean, that is how I got this check. Hey, gotta love last-minute booking!
You are unbelievable!
I know, it's great!
Guys, can you just introduce the next act, please? We have a schedule to keep.
Better you than me! Mwah.
I am so excited to welcome Reese Ivy to the stage with Luke 2.
Keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said and told them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Oh, Joy to the world, the Lord.
night we've had so far.
Yes, and now for your moment of the year. Possibly your moment of the decade. I mean, let's just be honest. COVID's happening. It's going to be a pretty big moment. We're here to introduce you to infamous world travel, and more importantly, my friend, Gregorio Chase!
Welcome to the show, brother. Welcome to the show.
We didn't know part of your band was coming out with you. Does he need a chair? Would you like a chair? What?
He doesn't speak. Sorry. Yeah, he lets his guitar speak for him.
Why?
Well, it's a bit of an interesting story. See, we were on tour in New York, New York.
Ooh, Big Apple!
New York, New York, Florida.
All right, sunrise.
We've got, of course, in Florida, this big exotic gift basket full of all these fun fruits, and in it was some speechless peaches, which has such a high acidity and alkaline content, it can actually cause the voice box to deteriorate, if not enjoyed in responsible quantities.
You gotta be responsible.
Now he lets the guitar speak for him, but we're not here to talk about him.
No, we are here to talk about your new Christmas album. I'm glad to see they got you some water.
Yeah.
You didn't try that nasty coffee, did you? That was just
terrible. Hot chocolate.
Well, Java's not my jive anyway, man. So.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever. The snacks were still bogus. Anyway, Jace, we are here to talk about your new Christmas album. It is blowing up the charts. I mean, you're number one, like, across the world. I mean, Singapore, China, United States, Canada, Uruguay. Anyway, you're just going everywhere. And let me tell you, you're going to top all the Christmas classics. You're going to be greater than Silent Night, Jingle Bells, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I mean, it's going to be great. You're just blowing up. Man, honestly, I think, now this is just the inside truth, I've been talking to some people, but I think that you have a chance to be bigger than Baby Shark.
Sorry to all the parents out there for that flashback.
Don't apologize for me. Don't apologize. Hey, but here, listen. We've been talking backstage. I've heard some of your crazy stories, but let's just explain to the audience, talk to the audience. Tell some of your stories to the audience, man. How has your world traveling been?
Oh, man, it's been so exciting. I mean, getting to see new cities, getting to try new food, you get to meet your fans, you get to breed exotic sea monkeys on the tour bus. Lately at a show, I was at a farm field in Indiana. Adopted two dogs. One's a big dog, thinks he's a little dog. It's all fun and games. He hops on your lap, knocks your Cheerios off your lap. Now you got the Persian rug is ruined. It's kind of like the same thing it ties into him sitting back at the dentist. You're that famous guy. No, I don't even know who you are. I leave out of there. I had fans giving me all these baskets with raincoats in them. So I go out to Seattle. I forgot to pack one. 350 raincoats.
No raincoat?
Not one. No. Have you ever been stuck in Seattle without a raincoat?
I can't say I have.
Oh. Izzy, was it bad?
Right on.
That makes sense, yeah.
Okay, then. So, Gregorio, can we hear something from your new album?
Well...
No. Not unless he's getting paid. We talked about this already. He's here to answer questions about the album. That's it. If you want him to sing, he's got to get paid. He's an artist. Come on. So, instead of hearing Gregorio Chase sing, we are going to have the praise team come out, and we are going to sing Go Tell It on the Mountain. So, everybody, let's join in.
Bye. Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did Are you okay?
I'm having a little bit of a hard time loving that big-headed host that you brought in this year.
So about him, he's actually been staying with me for a while. He's been having a hard time lately. He's been sleeping on my couch. Actually, he's been kind of migrating between all four of them. He can't seem to pick one. You have no idea how many times I almost sat on him in the morning.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, well, you know, when it's morning, it's dark, you're tired, and it's, you can't see, so, you know, you almost...
I meant that he was down on his luck.
Oh. Yes, well, he's actually been, as I said, having a rough time. He used to go to church with his mother when he was younger, but after she passed, he stopped going. And his experiences in the church haven't been very good. I've been trying to show him what following Jesus is all about, but you know how it goes sometimes.
Maybe that's exactly the reason he is here tonight. Hey! I just love your enthusiasm out there. Great.
I mean, I am a professional.
Right. But I do have a question. You keep mentioning the reason for the season. You do know that the reason for the season isn't shopping, right?
Yes, it is. I mean, delivery drivers, everybody's ordering off Amazon right now. They're getting their stuff. I mean, the person who walks in with the biggest amount of presents, they're the ones with the most festive spirit. I'm pretty sure that buying gifts is the reason for the season.
So wait, you think all of these people are here tonight because of their festive spirit?
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. I would have said that they're just trying to show...
Stop. I'm sorry, but you're wrong. You're wrong. These people aren't here because of their festive spirit. They're here for their love. Their love for their Savior.
Savior?
Yes, Jesus, the person we are celebrating at Christmas, who came and lived the perfect life and then died for us to be our Savior.
Guys, this is a wonderful conversation you're having, but we do need to introduce the next guy.
Are you
kidding? It's you.
Please welcome Mr. Pickles and April Smith as they do the narration for Away in a Manger.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked on where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in cloths and she placed him in the manger. That's what Luke 2, verse 7 tells us. When we think of the nativity scene, we picture Mary, Joseph, shepherds, and maybe a sheep or two, surrounding baby Jesus. Baby Jesus sleeps peacefully in a manger filled with fresh, clean, sweet-smelling straw. The scene looks calm and idyllic. In reality, the scene was probably quite unlike that when Jesus was born. If anybody's been in a barn with animals, you know, it's not quiet and it certainly is not sweet-smelling. Jesus was born in a setting designed for large animals, not people. Some other details may be different than we've been led to believe. Some Bible scholars believe that the innkeeper may have offered Mary and Joseph refuge in one of the caves surrounding Bethlehem. It was common for people in that region to use caves to shelter their animals. And out of desperation, they accepted, and Mary gave birth to God's son inside. The Bible tells us Mary laid Jesus in a manger or feeding trough for animals. The manger may not have been wooden, as we've been led to believe, but carved into the wall of the cave. Most caves were formed by erosion of the area's soft limestone, and herdsmen would carve niches for feeding troughs. Joseph would have covered it with a straw and clean grass, and this primitive spot was possibly where Mary placed the baby Jesus.
The cattle are lowing, a baby awake, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky, and stay by my cradle till morning.
It is strange that the Bible even mentions a manger. A carved-out niche in a cave wall would not have been thought of with respect in those days, and certainly as no place to shelter a newborn baby. Today, it would be as if Jesus were laid in a trash can. The thought makes us shudder. Yet God chose a manger for the birthplace of His Son. Why would God allowed his newborn son to be placed in a seemingly unimportant place? Maybe it was because God wanted us to know he specializes in taking the ordinary, dirty, and forgotten and making them extraordinary. Only God could transform a manger into an object of love, security, peace, and hope. He is willing to do the same with our lives. When we place our dirty mangers into His hands, anger, gossipy spirit, thoughts of envy, He transforms them by the Holy Spirit into something holy and pleasing to God. If you have a dirty manger in your life this Christmas, ask God to transform it into something beautiful for His glory. This could be the best present you ever received.
Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care and take us to heaven to live with thee.
Okay, but what are we going to do?
Let me see. We'll figure out something. We'll just muddle through. We'll think. Yeah.
Sorry. Muddle through? Yes. Muddle through? We can't just muddle through. It's the final song. The big show. We do this every year. It has to be done.
And so we can't exactly pull someone out of quarantine, you know. That's like 10 to 14 days. Or 7 to 10 days, according to updated CDC guidelines.
I know. I lived that hashtag quarantine life recently. So, but still, we have to figure out something.
Figure this. What are we going to do? We could get Reese. That he's cute.
Guys, what are you arguing about? There's 60 seconds left until we have to make the announcement. Final act. Then we can get out of here and go home. It's almost time. We got Christmas presents to wrap. Things to do. Just food to eat. It's hungry. Those snacks. It's crazy. Stop.
Why are you arguing?
Okay. I realize you're new here. But every year, we have to sing Silent Night at the End. If we don't, Pastor Ross is going to get upset. Have you seen Pastor Ross when he's upset? He's scary.
Okay. So we just got to think of somebody. And the person who was supposed to do it is now quarantined, so we've got to think of someone new. Can you sing? What about Huggy Boy?
I am not paid to sing. The check is paid.
Okay,
so not paid to sing.
Who else?
I can't carry you two. What about Pastor Groves? That man's practically a cowboy. I'm sure he strummed around a campfire once or twice.
Yeah, he could definitely do it. What about Ariel?
Ariel. Yes, absolutely, Ariel. You're close enough. Yes? No? Okay.
Okay. Who
do we get? Guys. Hold on. Wait. We interviewed an infamous Christian artist, world traveled, and my friend. Why not Gregorio Jace? Hello, simple solution, right?
This is a free program. We don't have the budget for that.
Yeah. So okay, we got to think of somebody. Who could we do?
Leroy?
Mr. Pickles?
No. Okay.
No? Okay. Let's see.
You there, sweater red? I see you.
Guys. I got it. I figured it out. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
Right.
You just go out on stage. And introduce the act.
It's gonna be fine.
You.
Why are you so bossy?
You. Just first off, kid, you fixed this stupid bow tie. Why was that bow tie?
I'm tied.
Anyway, you both put the lights. Make it so that it's dim. The lights are out, so candles work good. Make sure you have lighters and people ready to go, so that the candles are good. I got this. Ready, go!
Wait,
where are you going?
Why is he going?
Just go, he keeps trying to make me crazy.
Probably.
What are we going to do?
We're going to wing it, so you go ahead, go out there, tell people to start setting some things on fire. Candles, people. And I'll go find out what the heck's going on.
It has been a wonderful evening. Please take out your candles as we light them. We will begin to sing Silent Night.
Holy infant, so tender. You can go ahead and blow out your candles. Have you been blessed and enjoyed and appreciated all the effort and the offerings?
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. You've got a talented congregation, Pastor.
I do. And how about these OYAC players? Does anybody know what OYAC means? It's an acrostic. It stands for the Old Young Adult Crew. And so this was a young adult crew that kind of started out meeting in Bible study a few years ago. And they've grown older, so they put the O in front of their name. I really appreciate them coming and involving themselves tonight in what they've done for us. And so maybe you want to express appreciation to them for that. Well, it's been a joy to share this time together. And before we close, I want to let you know that there's some gifts for you here on the table as you leave. In the white boxes, there are cookies, one box per family. You can thank Dean Mertens for that. And there's other gifts here for older children, younger children. You'll just have to check out what the label is on the table. But get together and just have some normal seat together in the midst of all that's going on. It's so unusual. And just be together as a family. I'm going to lead us in a closing prayer before we go. Our Father, we come to you tonight with grateful hearts. Above all, we are grateful for Jesus. We're grateful that you were willing to send your one and only Son, for him to come and leave glory to live among us, to be born, yes, in a stable and placed in a manger. We thank you that that was just the beginning of a life that was lived in complete obedience to your law and to your will. And we are so thankful that his obedience even came as far as his submitting himself to death, even death on a cross. And yet we thank you that that was not the end of the story either, but that he rose from the dead and that he is sitting today at your right hand until you make the earth a footstool for his feet. We look for and long for the day when our King and Savior and Redeemer, the Lord Jesus, returns. And so, Father, even as we are celebrating his birth during these days, during this month, we pray that with all of the craziness that's going on around us, that you will grant us a strong spirit of peace, hope, joy, gratitude, as we look for and long for the one who's going to come and set everything straight. Help us to be relentless in telling the world about him. The world is looking for so many answers to their desires, needs, in the wrong places. Lord, help us to remember that we need to point them to Jesus. Help us to do it especially during this time of the year. We give thanks for him and pray these things in his name. Amen. Dismissed.